My name is Lindsay DePertis, and I am an Oberlin College senior. I'm an art history major.
And my name is Robert Schuster, and I'm an Oberlin College senior and an English politics and creative writing major.
One of my favorite pieces in the museum is very understated. It's over in a corner. You don't see it very often. It's a bust of an Isis priest from 2nd century. Well, it says Roman, but I guess Roman Empire covers a lot of ground, so maybe it's in Egypt. That'd be a good guess, but not necessarily.
I remember reading about, it was really cool, there was like a kind of spread of Egyptian mythology and religion into the Roman Empire, and they kind of co-opted Isis as like a mother goddess figure that was more all-encompassing than how she was in Egypt. So even though there was sort of military domination, you can see, I guess, a lot of the exchanging of ideas in something like the Isis cult, which is when people from the northern Mediterranean kind of latched onto an idea from Egypt and ran with it.
I think the thing that really drew me to the bust was the character that you can see in the priest's face. It's interesting because he looks like a very specific person, and he has this very slight lift to an eyebrow that makes him look a little skeptical, a little disapproving. But apparently he's not thought to be a portrait of a specific person, and I know that the nose has been taken from another sculpture, so it's even further removed from an actual person than it was before.
One of the really interesting things about it, I think, is that it's entirely devoid of hair. Like, he's bald, but he also has no facial hair. Normally, when I think of busts and portraiture of that type, usually I think of people with beards or people with some sort of hair. But he has a shaved head, which in my mind is kind of a reference to the whole Egyptian thing of having priests and religious officials shave their heads.
I wish I knew a little bit more about Egypt at the time. It seems like particularly interesting under Roman rule and how much of the original culture existed. Though I suppose they had been dominated by the Greeks for a long time before then, so it's sort of very removed from the Egypt we think of, pyramids and pharaohs.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series at our website.